Hello everyone, I'm George from Ireland. Well, thank you for coming back to the channel. And please engage. Keep your comments coming. And I look forward to seeing you subscribe on Patreon, donate on PayPal. But this is about Valentina Gomez, this young lady who is standing for the 31st Congressional District in Texas as a Republican. And today I saw this horrendous video that she published of her inflammatory rhetoric and her being literally inflammatory, burning copies of the Quran with a flamethrower, a Quran meaning the recitation, the holy book of Islam. Mohammedans believe that it was dictated by the archangel Jibril, as in Gabriel, to the prophet Muhammad, as they would say peace and blessings upon him, and so on. I mean, I disbelieve in Islam and all religions and so on. And there, Miss Gomez is promising she's going to end Islam in Texas. Oh, wow, how, like, outlaw it? What, you elect her? How is she? Of course she's not going to. I mean, even if you were to demolish every mosque, people might still be believing it, criminalize them for just for a set of beliefs. So attack on freedom of conscience. So it really was revolting. And there she is, openly appealing to the basest Islamophobic tropes. And obviously, let me say what Islamophobia is. It's often a misused term, and that is to disseminate hatred against people for being Muslims, believing in Islam, blah blah blah. And obviously, any religion's a body of ideas, a set of practices which must be open to robust scrutiny, criticism, indeed denigration, right? And I castigate certain elements within Islam, Al-Qaeda and so on, or you know, the Saudi Arabia, some of its unfair Sharia laws, some oppressive policies. And yes, there are plenty of bad Muslims, there are bad Christians or bad atheists and whatever. You'll find bad people and all sorts of all sorts of ideologies, all right? But there's some bits of Islam which are neutral, there's some which are morally good, about like donating to charity or something like that. What's wrong with that? People want to pray five times a day in direction of Mecca. It's no skin off my snout. If people want to abstain from spirituous liquor, well, why would I object? It doesn't harm me in the least. If people want to believe good things like that, that the Prophet Muhammad flew up to heaven on a horse, a winged horse with the face of a woman. I mean, what harm is that? You might think it's Looney Tunes, but you know, why should they be prevented from believing it? How are you going to stop them believing it, and all the rest of it? So, and then she made all sorts of very contentious claims, saying that your daughters will be raped. Wow, an extraordinary claim, like accusing people of the most shocking crime. Well, all Muslims, like over a billion Muslims, like 500 million Muslim males, and they're all guilty of that. If one of them is guilty, they're all guilty. What a horrific thing to say. It's hard to think of something which would cause more alarm, more hatred than that. And of course, there are a few imbeciles out there who believe sort of thing. That sort of thing is a very, very emotive crime. It's a monstrous crime. Sorry to say, they're men of all religions, of all whatever ethnicities, nationalities who commit this crime. I far prefer nobody ever committed it, but to say that they're all responsible or whatever is extremely irresponsible thing to say. And of course it's going to cause a spike in anti-Muslim bigotry, almost as there's not enough anti-Muslim prejudice in the United States anyway. So wow, appeal to the real knuckle draggers out there. There are always people who are against the other, who want to persecute the minority. And if it's true in the Muslim world as well, people who'll persecute Christians or Jews or whatever, or Hindus, or even minority sects within Islam. So it's shocking, horrific. Your sons will be beheaded. And sorry to say this, ISIS and Al-Qaeda did sometimes behead people. It was beheading in the Christian world, not so many centuries ago. And there are other sorts of executions in the Christian world, including in Texas. And actually, the Christian fundamentalists are usually those who are most enthusiastic about execution. Is beheading worse than the lethal injection? If anything, it's probably more humane. I mean, I'd rather people weren't executed full stop. But if people are going to be executed at all, would you want to make the death as quick and as painless as possible? Goodness. And when she went on, stop Islam once and for all. Well, obviously, she can't do that. She's trying to deprive them of their rights. America's a Christian nation. Well, that's very dubious. It certainly wasn't founded as one. And obviously, the time of the founding fathers, yes, a high majority of Americans were Christians. Is a much lower percentage than ever before. It's going to dip below 50% at this rate within a few years. So the United States was almost uniquely a country without an official religion at the time. Secular states, Congress shall make no law about the establishment of religion. And actually, some states had their official denomination. And it's fascinating, partly because she's Hispanic. And I don't say that to diminish her right to say this. By the way, although I found what she said repugnant, I don't dispute her constitutional right to say this. I think it was highly irresponsible, crass, imbecilic, dangerous to say much of it. But I do recognize she even has the moral right to say it. I don't think she should have. And then I'm going to say my piece about her, about how idiotic, how revolting this is to be doing this. Because not so many years ago, people were saying this about Hispanic people. Now, it would be just as unacceptable if she was a non-Hispanic white saying this. But, there's a lack of self-awareness here. So terrorist Muslims can fuck off, right? Well, obviously, no, we don't want any terrorists. Obviously, they're Christian terrorists, they're white supremacists in the United States. Those are the ones who are actually murdering people in huge numbers. When did the last time an Islamist terrorist murder in the United States? I mean, I can't think, but it's not that many. I'd rather it was none. And yes, I have heard of 9/11. Go to any of those 57 Muslim nations. But wait a second, American Muslims have as much right to be there as American atheists, American Hindus, American Christians, and so on. The United States was deliberately founded as a country not to favor one religious denomination over another. And a century ago, a lot of people said America is a Protestant nation, and Hispanic Americans overwhelmingly come from Catholic backgrounds. And by the way, if it is America is a Christian nation, where does it leave the Jews? So much for the God of Israel. Israelis are mostly Jews, in case you didn't know that. Specifically founded as a homeland for Jews. Wow. Maybe she means the God of Israel, as in the Christian God, and so on. So there we go on. She's surely too ignorant to know that Jesus is a prophet of Islam. She is just appalling, this woman. So she believes there's only one true God. Well, everybody believes that. And of all the religions that ever believed, ever existed, she happens to be brought up in the only one that's true. Just fancy that. Wow. What are the chances of that? So lucky. And usually, of all the denominations in that faith that ever existed, she happens to be brought up in the only one that's true, or at least the best one. What a coincidence. Funnily enough, everybody believes that about the religion he or she was raised in, and particularly the denomination within that religion he or she was raised in. And so it goes on. So you see how narrow-minded and how spiteful she is. And then she's said these extraordinarily odious things, saying Islam is a religion of rape. Wow, how revolting. And by the way, Christianity is, by that same token. Sorry, Christians, but I mean, it is. If it's in the Old Testament, you'll say it doesn't count, doesn't say that. Right. So, Israelites, you'll defeat this other tribe. God gave it the land. You don't have to feel guilty about armed robbery. Yeah, because God said armed robbery is good. Right. Then you kill all the men, and take the women as concubines. So, just having killed her father, brother, husband, son, or whatever, do you think this woman would really consent to intercourse with that man? Methinks not. And therefore, if the guy copulates with her against that will, that's called rape, isn't it? Which is precisely what the Israelites are enjoined to do in the Old Testament, especially the first five books and so on. Now, I mean, no decent Christian would say that that's morally permissible at all. Religion of incest, wow. I don't think Islam actually enjoins incest, but it is true that first cousin marriage is not unusual in places like Pakistan. And paedophilia, wow. I mean, I don't think Islam actually encourages that thing. I know people do ask questions about the age that Muhammad's wife was, one of the youngest ones, when he married her, which is obviously revolting if she was anywhere like near, lower puberty, and so on. Now, unfortunately, you find sexual abuses of children in all religions and none. Okay, but anyone with any moral compass would say this is completely unacceptable and vile. But staggering, and of course, it's going to cause so much hatred towards Muslims, and it's a small step from there to violence. And she's an equal opportunities hater in that she's very against gay people. Well, she should be on the same side as Al Qaeda. She get along with them quite well on that one. She's carried out pretend executions of immigrants, I think only illegal ones, but still, I mean, illegal immigrants, yes, they should be deported, but they're still human beings. Wow. So she's just really vile And that appeals to a certain constituency in Texas, much of the world, the United States, and other parts of the world. And by the way, she's got her Muslim mirror images. There are Muslims who say the same thing about other faiths and so on. So we're just going to recognize each other as humans and not have to share each other's beliefs. Okay? So I think that all religions should be examined and subject to robust criticism and indeed ridicule. But I don't think that people ought to go around spreading detestation like that and saying these extraordinary incendiary things. It's not quite an incitement to violence. I'm a bit of a free speech fundamentalist, but this is a little strong even for me. It's really just nauseating. And words lead to action. I'm worried this will have some effect. I really hope she's defeated. And by the way, I hold no belief that the Democrats are equally evil. Anyway, do what you can to spread goodwill.